Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this just brings about a lot of clarity so she knows what your will is so she can obey it and bear fruit for your glory and then reach souls also. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get. And the need to walk in the Holy Spirit. He's the one that's going to be guiding you through the trials that you're going to face when America is judged. And you just don't know what's going to come your way. But He does. So you need to let Him prepare you, okay? And understanding that once you do walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, you're going to be persecuted. And you can understand persecution more perfectly when you understand Bible prophecy. Because things just kind of play out on a smaller scale in your personal life, okay? Going through the Communist Manifesto, this is still in chapter 2 of the Communist Manifesto, the proletariats and the communists, okay? And this part, they're talking about pretty much what the definition of the bourgeois is, okay, how they define it. Okay, it says, "You must therefore confess that by individual you mean no other person than the bourgeois, than the middle class owner of property. This person must indeed be swept out of the way and made impossible." Okay. So just anybody who pretty much owns anything, okay. Or if you intend to, okay, even if you're not middle class, right? If you intend to at some point, you're considered bourgeois. And it's important to take a look at these because people, when they talk about communism or something, it might shift, okay, because Satan's like that. He doesn't always, but you have to recognize what's operating behind something, okay? It might change its name. It might look a little bit different, but you want to recognize the characteristics of it so you can go, okay, no, that's communism. Okay, that's that iron portion of this statue, okay? It's important to look at how it thinks, which is, I'll repeat that last sentence. It says, "This person must indeed be swept out of the way and made impossible." So it's pretty much anybody who doesn't conform to its ideology. And it plays out, okay? It plays out. You see this type of thinking, okay, where it's like either you're with us or against us, okay, just in communist countries, okay, and this spreads out to a lot more than just the bourgeois landowners, and it hits Christians. When it comes to persecution, at least from what I've seen and read, no other countries other than communist countries they're just extremely cruel to Christians in terms of like torture and things like that. Persecution in other countries is bad. I'm not saying it's not. But when you look at the really bizarre and strange and torturous cases, they tend to fall into communist countries. It's where it gets really bad. And it just comes from the spirit. Whether you're with us or you're against us. And if you're against us, you're evil and we're coming after you. Okay, so it spreads past just the landowner. Okay, it's just this way of thinking. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she just has a very humble heart and understands she needs to read her KJV Bible from cover to cover when she's done, read it again, and ask to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand all these things and she just lets you guide her and really puts all of her trust in you. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.